This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy to have on the program today the governor-elect of the state of Alabama, George C. Wallace. Governor Wallace, a real pleasure to have you with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Dick.
You have recently won victory in the Alabama governor's race, and as someone who has just come through successfully an election in the South, perhaps you are more in touch with the sentiments of the people. And I'd like to ask you this. Do you believe that recent actions of the federal government of the Kennedy administration at the University of Mississippi will have some impact on future national elections?
Very definitely, Dick, because I have never seen the sentiment in Alabama and other states that I have traveled in the South since the Mississippi incident. I've never seen people as indignant and disturbed at what Washington has attempted to do to the great sovereign state of Mississippi. People are mad, and I am sure that it's going to be reflected in future national elections.
Well, Governor Wallace, the actions of the administration in sending federal marshals and troops of the United States Army to the University of Mississippi, do you believe that in balance, President Kennedy has gained or lost politically by this action?
I believe that he has lost by this political action because the people who are pleased at this type of conduct on the part of any administration already supported this administration and supported Mr. Kennedy in the last presidential election. But Mr. Kennedy carried seven southern states, and he could not have won the election without these seven. And I know that the people in these seven states resent the intrusion and occupation of Mississippi, and I think that it has hurt the Kennedy administration.
In other words, he has picked up nothing new in the way of support that you can see, but he may have alienated the support of some southern states which he needs to win re-election.
That's very, very possible.
Do you believe that the Republicans can take any comfort from this, however?
Well, I'm not sure about that. Of course, I don't know what the Republican attitude would be 2 years from now, because I'm sure that their attitude would probably be just as vehement as the present administration on this particular score. And I'm not sure as to whether they have picked up anything in the South yet. However, as you recall, in the elections just a few days ago, there was evidence of increased Republican sentiment in Alabama and in other southern states. In fact, Alabama elected two Republicans to the legislature of the state, and they elected one from Montgomery County, the first time since Reconstruction days.
Do you think it would be fair to say that the political feeling in the South is not so much Republican or Democratic as conservative versus liberal or left-wing?
Well, that's probably the case. People, especially conservative on the matter involving the schools and the matter of the attack upon the Constitution and constitutional processes, which has been very evident in this last administration. Yes, there are a lot of people who oppose very vigorously the Kennedys and their actions, but do not themselves want to support the Republican ticket.
Do you believe that the South actually does hold a balance of political power in this country today?
I believe that the South does and will have the balance of political power in the election 2 years hence. And I have said today and say again that what the Kennedy administration does or does not do to Mississippi and Alabama in the next 2 years may well be the deciding factor in who will be elected president 2 years from now.
Well, how can the South use its power?
Well, of course, we must, of course, think the matter through thoroughly, and there are several ways. In fact, the main way is to cast your ballot at the proper time for those that you know who favor the attitude of the people here in Mississippi and Alabama. Now, I'm not sure at this time who that will be or what party that would be, but I think we should be very discriminating and making up our mind about voting in elections from now on.
Governor Wallace, what position did you take in your campaign for the governorship of Alabama in regards to forced integration of the races in the public schools?
Well, of course, I took a very strong stand against forced integration of the races in the public schools, which I think is obnoxious to any individual who believes in liberty and freedom. Forcing anyone to do anything is not in keeping with the Anglo-Saxon tradition of this great section of the nation. And I also promised that I would raise constitutional questions never before raised when any attempt was made in Alabama. Those questions were attempted to be raised in Mississippi, and they have been raised, although they have done the best they could and have really not let the state of Mississippi have its day in court. They came right in with federal armed might, and with the mailed fist of the federal government, they rammed Meredith into the University of Mississippi against the wishes of the peoples of this state and the student body. I'm very strongly opposed to forced integration, and I shall go the limit in testing the right of the federal government to do that which they say they will do.
Governor Wallace, whom do you feel should bear the guilt for the violence and bloodshed which occurred at the University of Mississippi?
Well, of course, I had observers over here myself because I wanted, thinking the situation might arise in my state. I have seen reports of officials from other states, and it's very definitely the fault of the federal marshals and of the federal officials and the administration in Washington and the federal courts. As long as Governor Ross Barnett and the state police were allowed to handle the situation, everything was all right. The questions of law involved could have been raised properly. But of course, when the federal marshals fired indiscriminately into a crowd of young people tear gas shells, it infuriated people, and I don't blame them from having been infuriated. This blood spilled on the sacred soil of Mississippi is a direct result of the actions of this arrogant crowd in Washington.
Do you believe that people who will use this element of force to gain one point today in terms of racial integration at the University of Mississippi might use similar force tomorrow to gain another point in another part of the country?
The matter of segregation or integration is one facet of this struggle. It is a most important facet, however, one of the most important involved. But the recent housing order issued by executive decree of the president is another example of the desire of the Kennedy administration to evidently do things without the sanction even of the Congress, because the Congress itself had defeated every amendment to the housing bill involving this racial matter. And therefore, since the Congress had defeated them, it therefore was the intention of the Congress that this not be the law. But he has written a law, just like the Supreme Court and federal courts have been writing law. And if they will do that in the matter of the housing and the matter of integration here, they will do it in any field. And they want to control every phase and aspect of people's lives, evidently, in this country.
Well, Governor Wallace, obviously, one thing that the administration has been trying to do is use the element of force as a lever. In other words, by applying a certain amount of force at Ole Miss now, they are hoping that people will accept or at least resign themselves to the fact that the federal decrees must have the attributes of law, must be obeyed implicitly. Do you believe that the time is going to come in the future, soon or later in the future for that matter, when the people of Alabama or of Mississippi will accept integration willingly?
I don't believe in my lifetime or your lifetime that integration will ever be accepted freely in Mississippi or Alabama. I shall never accept it freely. And I have said sometimes we may be subjected, but we will never submit. But I don't believe that anything is inevitable. More good causes have gone on the rocks because of the doctrine of inevitability. That, of course, is a propaganda play to make people think that this is inevitable. I just don't believe that it is inevitable, and we will never in my lifetime, and I don't believe in years to come, accept forced integration of the races.
Governor Wallace, do you believe that some of the pressure to which the South is being subjected today might be due in part, at least, to jealousy in the part of the North, seeing all of the new industry coming to the southern part of the country?
Well, that's one of the reasons for it. In fact, we are the great and coming section of this nation. The last half of this century truly belongs to the South. We have God-given advantages of climate, water, natural, and human resources, and we're on the way to taking our place in the sun. And they hope that they can destroy stable social relationships in order that industry might not want to come. But we're not going to fall for that. We're going to keep stable social relationships, and we're still going to keep the social and educational order that we want to keep, and we're still going to acquire our share of industry for all the people to have an opportunity to get industrial jobs, be they white or black. And we are going to work toward this end. They are jealous, certain interests are, because they don't want this great section of the nation to grow that has the great philosophy and attitude that we have. You know, we are a section of the people that don't like to be pushed around, and we're not going to be pushed around.
Governor Wallace, from what you've seen and heard in your travels and contacts with the rest of the country, do you believe that the people of the rest of the nation are becoming more sympathetic to the southern position?
I've talked to many industrialists in the last number of months since I were nominated and elected governor of Alabama. And in almost every instance where this matter was raised, the people say, we feel like you do. And we know that you are fighting for free enterprise. And we know that the same element of people who are trying to integrate you are the same group of people who think that the free enterprise profit system is obsolete and evil. And they know that when we stand up against them on this score, that we also stand up for free enterprise. They stand with us. There's no doubt in my mind about it.
Governor Wallace, our time has gone by all too quickly. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dick.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been George C. Wallace, the governor-elect of the state of Alabama. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.